This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Today we'd like to talk about TCKs who have now come into their passport country. How are they feeling? What's going on?
One TCK wrote when I was doing the research and said to me, how many times can you have a piece of your heart torn out without finally dying? And for a lot of TCKs, they've got a lot of goodbyes. I mean, they say one of the signs of a TCK is you'd rather never say hello than have to say goodbye. And this is the big goodbye, the final goodbye. You know, half of your classmates are scattered all over the world. And how am I going to respond to this? How am I going to face up to the hurt that I've got? And I think it's important that we give our TCKs time, space, people to unpack those emotions safely, to recognize that actually there's a normality to this experience and to be able to move on. You can only actually move on when you face up to who you are and where you are. And hopefully having looked at the TCK profile, if they begin to understand, well, this is how TCKs are, then they can begin to reflect on the separations, on the grief and all that sort of things.
Is it important for the TCK to revisit the past?
Yes, we talked a little bit last week about just a biography, just to see what's kind of shaped you. But then I think there are specific areas when you're actually in the middle of the move, it's helpful to look back at. Moving. How many times have we moved in my life? What was my experience of moving? If you've had a good experience of moving, you're more likely to embrace the next change. So reflecting on that, how did I cope in that? What made it a good move for me? Because if I learned some coping mechanisms there, maybe I can employ them here in this situation. Reflecting on relationships, you've had multiple kind of goodbyes. So how many close relationships have you had and how did they end? And how does that make you feel about building relationship? Are you afraid of commitment, afraid of trusting someone because everybody you know has always left you? Do you feel you need to be in control of a relationship in light of past experience? How will you go about making new relationships? So I think that's a second area. So moves, relationships, and then the whole area of self-esteem. Some TCKs say they've had a feeling in the past of feeling abandoned or left, perhaps particularly those that have gone to boarding school at a very young age. Feeling perhaps they weren't involved in family decision making, needing always to impress people in order to be accepted. So just exploring that area of your character. Again, some TCKs come from a very service mentality, always wanting to serve. And you can very easily turn into a doormat if you come from that because you want to please somebody, so you put yourself at everybody's beck and call. So just beginning to revisit those sort of things.
What is the process of going through the emotions and dealing with some of these things?
The first thing, I think, is to give yourself permission to have those feelings, permission to acknowledge that, yes, I do feel grief here. Yes, I do feel anger. Mm-hmm. And anger is actually sometimes an emotion that is a way of expressing grief because grief is too painful to express. So sometimes it comes out as being angry instead of being grieving. So permission to express the feelings, permission to feel the pain. Again, sometimes parents with the best in the world don't allow their kids to feel the pain. They say, oh, they're there, forget it and go, you know. But we know that those kids that kind of suppress the feelings because they're too painful to feel at the moment and there's nobody around to listen to them because their parents are busy buying furniture, setting up house, getting the job. So who's going to listen to me and my pain? It's just easier to squash it all down. But actually, that's an unhealthy way of doing it because it'll reappear sometime. Finding ways of saying goodbye, and hopefully parents have helped kids do that before they leave for the passport country. But if that hasn't been done, then there may need to be doing some goodbyes once you're actually back in your passport country in terms of writing back to people or whatever, but making closures you weren't able to do at the time. And I think the most important thing is to find people to share your experience with. Somebody else who's had that sort of international childhood who can understand. Someone who will really be interested in your story and listen to you and understand why you feel as you do. And somebody who's been there and done it can actually kind of help you through it and see the good things. And of course, I'm sounding a bit negative. That's only because in the initial stages, you're dealing with grief and things. But of course, the experience has been incredibly positive. And sometimes you come back itching to tell everybody about how wonderful it was and this wonderful country you lived in and all you saw. And again, you don't find that people are really interested in that. I mean, one girl said to me, I knew I'd met my former husband when he wanted to hear everything about Papua New Guinea and wanted to come with me to Papua New Guinea. So I think that's really important, is to find somebody. Even if you go to the International Student Society at college, you'll find people with an international experience who you'll have far more affinity with.
Can you go over the important, you call them the P's here.
Yes.
Can you just review them again very quickly for
us? Permission to express your feelings. Permission to feel pain, pathways to say goodbye, good goodbyes, and people to share your experiences.
Thank you very much, Marion. We're going to end it there because that's a lot for us to think about, a lot of questions there for us to sit down and go over. Go ahead and write, if you're a TCK, to write out a history of your time overseas and give yourself permission for pain, find people to talk with, and make it a positive experience. It's good to be a TCK.
It is.
A unique group of people. We'll have Marion back again next week, so I do hope you can join us as we keep looking at her new book on the reentry process.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.